We wake up to 100 tasks to be done every single day. We run to get groceries and we need to take care of children. We have to go to work and we need to ace that meeting. But did we consider taking care of ourselves amongst all of that of life's chaos? Neglecting our self-care leads to a deteriorated mental state. Because if we do not put ourselves first, how are we able to give everything else around us? Self-care is a neglected topic when it comes to mental health. Because we tend to tackle problems, overwhelm, and stress, but never reach out to the core that could avoid us from reaching the breaking point. And self-care doesn't really mean having a bubble bath or getting yourself a new fancy purse. It just means taking care of our mental health on the daily. And by that, I mean having daily checkups with ourselves. And that could be through writing down what is overwhelming us in a journal or by reaching out to a friend and venting. Self-care also means seeking therapy to heal our unresolved childhood trauma and to keep up with an expert about our mental health journey. It is needed to be present at work and at home and to tackle our responsibilities with dedication at full force. But in order to perform well in every aspect in our lives, we need to prioritize taking care of ourselves first. A car without fuel cannot move, and we, human beings, need to be energized and fueled by love, support, and rest. Relaxation is not taken seriously nowadays, as everybody is expected to keep on doing something the whole day. In fact, reality requires us to take some time for ourselves during the day, whether to practice a hobby or to do anything that makes us feel well, or probably do nothing at all. This time alone will help us show up socially and at work and wherever needed in our best image. Treat yourself more often and don't be afraid to do so, as rewarding yourself is a form of self-respect. If I ask you right now, when was the last time you rewarded yourself with something you've always wanted? Or when did you take yourself out alone? Or when did you even take some time off for yourself only? Would you notice that you don't do that very often? Explore ways to treat yourself. And by that, I mean that you can write a list of ideas, of places you want to go, things you want to give to yourself. Keep this paper reachable. Every time you feel like you are overwhelmed, reach out for that list and pick an idea or something and decide to do it. Give yourself a morning ritual and a night routine that give you fulfillment, energy, and more relaxation. Whenever you wake up, try to follow simple steps that prepare you for a healthy, productive day. This could be by listening to a podcast or by preparing a healthy breakfast. Similarly, at night, after coming back from a long day of work, gift yourself a calming and relaxing night routine. Light a candle, play calming music, take a hot bath to remove all the negativity of the day and cleanse it off your skin. Avoid spending long hours on your screen and rest in bed to prepare your body for a good night's sleep. Including simple things and making little changes will help you in your journey of self-care and will consequently benefit your mental state. Taking care of yourself shouldn't be a luxury. It should be a way of living. It is crucial for you to shift your habits into mindful ones that will pour energy and great emotions into your body and brain. It doesn't take much to take action and shift your lifestyle into an intentional one where self-care isn't something dedicated for vacations, but it is a requirement for a healthy, sustainable life. Find what suits you and what gives you energy and include it more in your life. By that, you will be taking good care of yourself and you will notice the outcome and every other aspect in your life.